President Trump sues CBS News for $10 billion. Former President Donald Trump has filed a defamation lawsuit against CBS News, seeking $10 billion in damages. The lawsuit, filed in Florida, alleges that CBS News deliberately misrepresented Trump's statements about the 2020 election results. The legal action stems from a 60 Minutes interview with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, which aired on January 10, 2021. Trump claims that CBS News manipulated his words from a phone call with Raffensperger, creating a false narrative about his intentions regarding the election outcome. In the lawsuit, Trump asserts that CBS News knowingly aired a segment that mischaracterized his statements, despite having access to the full recording of the call. The former president contends that this misrepresentation damaged his reputation and contributed to the narrative of election interference. The $10 billion figure sought in damages is based on Trump's estimation of the harm caused to his brand and potential future earnings. His legal team argues that the allegedly false reporting has had far-reaching consequences on his business interests and political aspirations. This lawsuit is part of a broader strategy by Trump to challenge media coverage he deems unfair or inaccurate. It follows similar legal actions against other news organizations and individuals who have criticized his claims about the 2020 election. The case highlights the ongoing tension between public figures and media outlets, particularly in the realm of political reporting. It raises questions about the balance between press freedom and the responsibility of news organizations to report accurately on matters of public interest. CBS News has not yet publicly responded to the lawsuit. Legal experts anticipate that the network will likely defend its reporting under the First Amendment and argue that its coverage was based on factual information and protected opinion. As this case progresses, it will be closely watched by media law experts and could potentially set precedents for future defamation cases involving political figures and news organizations. The outcome may have significant implications for how news outlets report on controversial political topics and handle disputes over the accuracy of their coverage.